Good morning. Our theme for today is questions. I was given questions a few weeks ago now, and I thought they would be good for all of us today. So take that breath and rest in the real. The real that there isn't a person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. All is conscious awareness. The I that is the I that I am. So let us, for these moments together, be empty. Empty of paying attention to thoughts and empty of all the concepts and opinions. Just empty. Muscles relaxing with each breath. Face muscles relax and the shoulders relax. Just letting go for these moments. Resting in no thing. Just leaving the judgments, leaving memories, recognizing thoughts and feelings as they come to your attention, and just letting them pass by, just letting them go. So we're resting in emptiness. We're resting in the stillness that is the self. Take a breath and rest in the real. As I said, we have some questions this morning that came to me a few weeks ago, and I just thought that they would be helpful for all of us. And so perhaps there might be something here that you have been thinking about, and might just be taken care of today. Okay. All right, so let's start with this one is, what is my responsibility for what I am seeing in my world? Because all is my consciousness. Okay. Or is it world mind? What am I seeing out there? And therefore is impersonal. Okay, so we have the question, my world, and then we have the follow-up, world mind. What am I seeing out there? Well, first we have to come back to who is asking about my responsibility. There is the presumption there that there is a me there that is going to have personal responsibilities about what I'm seeing in my world. Okay. So there is no personal my world in reality. That personal concept of my world only exists with the mind that is still accepting separation. Because now you have a me that has a my world, which is all separate from the oneness of my being that is all things, and the realness that there is only one life, one presence. So my world and the concept of world mind are concepts. There is no mind in the attitude of a person believing that there is a my mind and a your mind. If there is a mind at all, there would have to only be the one mind. We think of my mind because when thoughts rise up in consciousness to our awareness, some of them seem to hit on things that are going on in my life. And we take up those thoughts and we ponder on them, we think on them, we worry on them, we project them out, we take them in, and it's all part of the belief package of separation. Okay. So the individual person that thinks I have a responsibility doesn't really have an existence. Okay. So there is no person to have the responsibility. There is not even a God presence that is responsible for your world, my world, or any world. There just is this movement and flowing of life. The separation package that we hold onto includes the belief of a me and a mine and a yours and a them and a they. So I have my world, you have your world. No. No. You have a belief system that says I have a personal life, or you have a belief system that this is my world, my family, my friends. Okay. So given then that there is no person present to have a my responsibility for my world. So you can lay down any concepts or beliefs that you have a responsibility in something called my world. Okay. Then you might ask, well, who's responsible for this? There's no one or no thing responsible for any of it. The images that we see, the projections of what we call mind, thoughts, is what we see. But each one will see the same object differently, meaning that there is then an infinitude of worlds because we each see from our own perspective, from our own human perspective. And although we see it from a human perspective, that does not create a personal separate my world. We can have a belief about that, but we cannot literally create it. Okay. So in a state of that dream of separation, within that dream, we will see our beliefs, okay, which are hopes and dreams. Beliefs are hopes and dreams, and we'll see our opinions and we see our conditioning. So we see separation at the level of the dream, at the level of accepting separation as real or as truth. And it's in that area that we then hold to an opinion or a concept about a me having a personal responsibility for my world. But there is no person. The concept is only a concept, and there is no me to have a personal world. Therefore, there's no me to be responsible. Even our quest to know ourself is not really our responsibility. That quest is an unfoldment of life. And it is unfolding whether we like it or not. It is unfolding, and it's not a personal responsibility. If we held to a personal responsibility, then we, in that, we would not transcend those concepts, opinions, and beliefs that as a person we hold so dearly. Okay. So there is no my world, and there is no persons or persons to live in it. Okay. Okay, so let's take this one first. Are there any questions or comments on our first question? So we have things quite clear as we go along. Okay.
I do, Mary. I was,
Okay.
how do I phrase this? You don't mind me bringing up Joel, do you? No way.
No.
He suggested individualized consciousness. Do you know what I'm referring to there?
Yes.
Would that not suggest personalization or a separateness in some way? Maybe I don't understand that right.
Well, individualized consciousness. We have an individualized as certain preferences. In our humanness, in the humanness, like I prefer vanilla ice cream, you may prefer chocolate. So in that regard, there is an individualization. We don't all care or like the same things in the same way. Okay. But as to life in reality, the concept of individualization would be that based on our preferences. But the preferences are coming from that state of humanhood. It's not coming from ourself. The self doesn't have the preferences. In self, in God, there is no individualization. There is only this one presence. So as our state in humanhood, we have these preferences. In our state of being and reality, there are no preferences. So even as we grow and shed the idea of personal humanness, that merges into self, into this oneness. Even those, what we call personal individual preferences, even those merge, even those begin to just fade and drop away.
So individualization is just part of the dream then,
I would say yes, because it seems in our human nature that that's what is this individualness. But as you ascend, as you go deeper into your being, that is not even there in this oneness, because in the oneness, there's no individualization.
That's what I would have thought.
Yes,
Yes, thank you.
sure. Right. Good question. Thank you. Anyone else on the first one? All right, let's see number two. Okay, number two. In what way am I responsible for my brothers and sisters in this world? Well, we could say totally, because they're only there as others because of our human concepts and beliefs. So in that regard, in that dream, we come up with this idea that I am responsible of for others, for my brothers and sisters. I have that responsibility. But going back to the first one, no. Where I put this. They are all yourself. There are no separate others. There are no separate brothers and sisters out there in the world. Everything is self, or everything is God, or everything is consciousness. Everything is of the essence. So, again, this responsibility, no, you as person are not responsible for other persons, because there are no persons. It's all God. Okay. But on the other hand, yes, in the compassion of love, we give and we serve as we are called to do. In whatever way or capacity that might unfold through our contemplations or meditations or just spontaneously. So we do give the drink of water. We do give food. We do what we are called on for. Okay. But we do that living from the heart that there is only one. So you have to remember also that there is no you to do anything. What transpires is life flowing through the mechanism of a body form, shaking a hand, giving a hug, giving a smile, a drink of water, a pat on the back, hello, how are you doing? All just spontaneously taking place. And your place is not that of the doer. Okay, life will flow. It's your place to witness this flowing of life. So, in that regard, when we when the body is being used to serve, we have no ego at that point to stand on because it is life flowing. And all we do is witness this naturalness of life. Okay? Any questions or comments on this one? Do you have a question?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
So, really, what's happening then, as you just explained, is the very foundation is there is only God here.
Only
Right?
con yes, only consciousness.
Oh, only God consciousness is here, expressing in an infinite number of ways. Right? Life is flowing through this body form. That's it. In a multitude of infinite expressions. It's beautiful.
Whatever.
So, in regards to the others, right? There is no other.
Correct.
It's all God
It's all
expressing.
yourself.
So even if I have an experience of an other who I deeply care about, of course, it's my child, and they're in pain. The way that God is literally being God through me towards what isn't another, it's actually God, is hopefully loving kindness and compassion, right? But it's almost like it, to me, the explanation then says it's God loving God, God giving to God. But God isn't separate and doesn't need a thing, right?
Right.
But as a being in this form, we appear to, even though it's not real, have these needs, right? That need to be certainly a baby, it didn't plop out and just there you go. Others were around to offer it its ability to live, right? Without us, that body form would not have been able to survive. So it seems like in the plan that all these, what looks like others, which is really just God being expressed through the body forms, and there is only God. Only one thing is happening here then. But it looks like it's just so much happening, but it's really only one thing, right?
Life
Am
flowing.
I, if that's all it is,
That's
right?
all it, that's all that it is.
And then incoming comes, like this was so appropriate for me because I'm being answered because I'm asking for the help of the emotional response I'm having to a family member right now, right? So it's
Okay.
quite perfectly poised for me to hear this because of this enormous feeling of responsibility. which is
That's
me.
ego. That's
That's
ego.
ego. Just and so to be able to sit back and relax and let it go, right? Of course, this is my practice because this is so incredibly helpful because at times I really can and at times I really can't. You know, it just gets in there and gets back in
Well,
there.
there does come the time when it's all merged into the heart and there is just being.
That's right. I mean, I'm really getting this, I swear. And it's such a blessing because I was felt like I was going to die from all of this, you know. But it's just perception and these. I love the word preference. You know, I sit and go, you know what, I would really actually prefer to be at peace. And then I'll go, well, then go do it. You know,
Well, yes,
but
but
sometimes it's just harder.
to the understanding that there is no you going to be peaceful,
Okay,
that
I
is,
mean, that's
yeah,
another
that's just a
degree.
concept. Peace is your nature. It's our nature, just as love is our nature. Okay, our being is peace. So it is always present because I am always present. So the peace is always present.
So just to follow up on that, when then I my practice is if I being present and I name how I feel right now, say it's, you know, I'm upset, right? There is nothing that response to life is a human concept. That's a reaction. There's
Yes.
only peace and equanimity. It's not like this, right? It's like this. So it's like this peaceful, glassy water view. And my emotion is like a pebble that's dropping in and then it ripples the water and disturbs it. The whole
Well,
thing is just.
it's not mine. You can make your practice to stop claiming things that are not yours. So whatever emotions or sensations are passing through is just like a thought. You're aware of them, but you're not to touch them. You're not to claim them. Okay? It is not my nature to be upset. My nature is peace. My nature is serenity. Okay? So do not claim anything that is not of your nature. Okay.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, kind of leads right into this one. Okay. We'll go on to number three. Oh, what about all the problems of other people that I am confronted with? I try to do my best. But how do I deal spiritually with them? Okay. Here again, we're into that humanness that holds the concept of others. So the problems of others. There are no problems, and you cannot deal spiritually with others if you're believing in others and in the understanding that all is God. Okay, then where are the problems? And where is the one that has to help with it or try to practice being spiritual around others with problems? There is nothing there but spirit. And spirit is not a something that you acquire. Spirit is the nature of being. So not only are there no others, and no problems, but there is no way for someone to deal spiritually, because then you're saying, well, sometimes I deal with them unspiritually, and then how do I deal with them spiritually? Impossible. There's no such thing as unspirit. Okay, so you don't deal with others. You turn within to the heart. You get out of the head. You take the breath. You get into the heart. And then you say, there are no problems. There are no others. There is only pure consciousness present. There's nothing here but truth and love and presence and being. There is nothing here but spirit. And you cannot see that when you're coming from the head that holds the concept and the belief of separation. So you are seeing again your belief system, and your belief system says there are others and there are others that have problems. Now, if others are having problems, then that also means somewhere within you, you are believing I have problems. You cannot see what you are not believing. If you are believing in separation, you will see separation. If you are believing in problems, you will see problems. If you are believing in others, you will see others. You cannot see what you do not believe. And your being is not a belief. Your being is being. And that is the reality of everything that you call other. No matter what kind of object is, even if it's a baby infant, it is not another. It is consciousness form. And that consciousness decided on that form, decided on when to come, and it will decide when to go. And no one has any say about that. Because there are no others. There is just life flowing. Okay. So the appearances of separation and problems always come because you are looking from the head and not the heart. Okay? Meaning the head, you're looking through your belief systems and your own concepts and opinions, and that's what you're going to see. Only the presence is present. Right? Now, I know that one can be a little difficult because we are saying that there are no problems. But there are no problems. Problems are projections, concepts, and beliefs. Does someone have a question or a comment on this one? Because I know this idea of that there are no problems is a can be a difficult one to swallow, so to speak.
I
Yes,
have
love.
a follow-up. So what you're saying is, at any time that I become, and it seems that we're set up with the way I'm going to know that I am believing in that there are problems is because of how I feel, right? So there's a sensory
Yes.
experience. And as soon as I feel anything other than
Peace.
feeling peace, then what's really only happening are projections, concepts, and beliefs have shown up, right? That are not true because only, and because only the present is present, right? That's all that is
It's present.
happening anywhere. You sitting there, everybody said, only the presence is present right now, which is
Correct.
peace. So if I cut, what is happening is the movie's rolling, thoughts are starting to spin, get active, and the I've left here and I've gone here and I start to try to analyze and pick it apart and figure it out and solve it.
Yes.
Which
Yeah.
is like a guaranteed early death, right? That
Well,
the
you've
whole,
decided when.
right, but, and that's going to be my call,
Yeah.
which is fine. But even that, I've unraveled a lot. But just to be able to have, because to me, unless I do this, well, like as a, way of being, dwelling in my heart, my head will take over and it will start to chitty chatty and get all like ruminating this
Well,
nonsense happening, right?
technically, love, you are the heart.
But that's not really me. That's not really happening.
It's happening in your experience. Yes, consciousness is aware. Consciousness is aware of the thoughts, the ideas, the concepts, and opinions. And consciousness is aware if there is an acting out of them. Okay. So you are awareness itself. So you're aware of them, but you're not them.
Right. Okay. That's what I needed to know. Right.
Yeah.
Because just all I am is awareness. That's it. Then we start to do the thing that we have been practicing our whole life, which is start to identify with them. Right? Like I'm bad because I don't,
So
whatever,
that's
blah, blah.
why they're there, okay? That's why they come, because you are still identifying with them. When
Okay.
you stop identifying with them, there's no more reason for them to show up. Okay.
Okay.
So again, that is our call, to just stop playing with them. Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, everybody clear on not having any problems? Okay. All right, here we go. Number four. How do I learn to trust in the infinite invisible? I am occupied with questions because of the feeling of fear, but there is no reality in them as long as I don't believe in their reality. Trust has nothing to do with believing. You cannot believe yourself into trusting yourself. So belief has nothing to do with that. Again, beliefs are hopes and dreams. Okay. So there's no reality to thoughts, feelings, or emotions, whether you believe them or not. If you believe them, they have no reality. If you don't believe them, they have no reality. They just have no reality whatsoever. Why? Because they are not truth. Why are they not truth? Because they are changing. They come and go. They change. So, to trust in the infinite invisible, it's not something that you do. There's no doing to it. There is being it. And you reach that recognition as you, as there is the stopping of playing in the dream as if it were real, or playing your personal persona as if it were yourself. The more that you see clearly, I am not that persona, I am not that separate self. And rather than doing the negating, which you can be a monk of negation, go to the other side. The trust is there because my being is trust. Again, it's not something that we do. It's not something that we acquire trust in ourselves. No, it is ever present. It is in the heart of love, of being. It's a naturalness to trust love. It's just natural. And the infinite invisible is your being. And that being is the essence of love. So as you turn more and more your attention to being, you will discover that the trust is already present. So it's not something that, again, that we're going to learn to do. It is already your nature. Have any questions or comments on number four? How do I learn to trust the infinite invisible? I think that one's pretty clear. Okay. Number five. Why is it important to let go of every negative thought? Okay. Well, there's something about the feeling, as you stated earlier, there's a feeling within us that when we succumb to the negativeness and there's something there that it just doesn't feel right. Like when we're in that place of judgment and anger and hatred, there is something there that happens. We innately know that something is amiss when we begin to think or to speak, whether out loud or silently, it doesn't matter. The energy is still the same. There is something like a trigger that sets off a heaviness. A darkness comes. The joy goes. The peace goes. It feels that way. It doesn't go anywhere. We just kind of draw the blind for a moment. And this comes to our awareness. It is not our nature. It's not of our nature to be negative, angry, hateful, judgmental, spiteful, unkind, uncaring. It's not our nature. That's why it feels so not right. Now, there is no judgment on that at all. When we are negative or unkind or unloving or there's no judgment placed upon us whatsoever. We are given through this sensation the opportunity to choose again. And that opportunity is that feeling that comes to us, that heaviness or unhappiness, unjoyfulness. We know there's something amiss. So in that, then we just turn it around. We take that breath. We go back into our heart. We say, thank you, beloved, for the opportunity to see this clearly. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And there's no judgment. There's no nothing of that nature going on. If there is, you're still in that place of negativity. You're still trying to be unnatural, and it is not comfortable. And you know that, you feel that. And that's your marker. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've stepped away from myself for a moment. All is well. It's okay. There's no problems in that. And again, you give that blessing of thanksgiving for the opportunity to see clearly. It's all about love. Okay, do we have any questions on that one?
I do, Mary. It's
Oh,
Peggy.
yes, love. Yes, love.
Okay, so you say when these negative feelings come up, right? We know that, right? We have this feeling of uncomfortability.
Yeah.
Something's off. I have a question. Does a person that creates a negative act or performs a negative act, i.e., somebody that shoots somebody, hits somebody, do they not have any of those feelings?
I don't know. I cannot speak to that with any amount of knowingness. But if someone is in that anger of shooting someone, there must be those negative feelings there. You know, mostly it's self-hatred. And obviously, for that one, that individual one, there's no awareness of self. And that individual is running only on the belief in separation. And in that belief in separation comes that survival, me or you type of attitude. So I'm feeling that some of them may feel deep regret and sorrow and sadness, because that's just a naturalness that happens when we try to be something that we are not. Yeah. But again, there's no judgment there. There's no judgment there.
I've watched people say negative things, just, you know, in that instance, and put people down and actually smile afterwards, like it's, you
yes.
know, they've, you know,
yes.
and
yes, yes.
I don't think there's any uncomfortability. There's probably a conqueror. I don't know.
Yeah, that comes from the feeling of a lack of self-worth. And if I'm holding that about myself, then it is natural for me to want to feel better about me by making derogatory remarks and statements about someone else that seems to elevate the ego in some way. So the individuals that are still in that frame of mind are just in that frame of mind of separation, meaning not separate from each other, but separate from its own divine self. It doesn't know who it is. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like they're unaware of their true being of
oh,
who
yes,
they are.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay.
Now, that is not to say, I don't know if you've read the Bhagavad Gita, but in that, Arjuna is called on to go into battle against his neighbors and his family. So, but he was already at a level of understanding. And that's a whole, probably a whole nother, class. But, those things can still take place through enlightened beings, because it's, yeah, we might get into that later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome, love. Okay. Everybody okay with number five? All right. Oh, okay. Number six. Okay, there's only one reality, and I am that reality. Yes. Is this recognition loving God with all my heart, mind, and soul? What does it mean to love God with all my heart, my mind, and soul? So, please remember here that there is no you that is going to love God with all their heart or with all their mind, with all their, there is no you present to do that. So there is no act of loving God. I am the love. My essence, my being is love. It is my nature. Okay. Love is my nature. You are the love of God. Now, that doesn't mean that perhaps when we sit to pray or we sit to meditate, that we don't make the recognition of loving. Okay. To sit in the silence and just be as you are is the loving of self. And the self is God. So in that instance, you are loving God. You are loving yourself. So there's no separation there. So I am loving myself with my whole heart, with my whole mind, and with my soul, if you want to put it that way. As long as you recognize that these actions of love, even if it's lighting a candle or sitting in meditation and praying the mala beads or a rosary, that this is an act of silence. This isn't and it looks like an appearance of doing something because we love God. But for you, that time is past. It is you, God, sitting in silence, loving itself. So the act of praying a rosary or praying a mala or chanting or just sitting silence, that is just loving yourself without mind chatter, without following thoughts, without any of that, just the beautiful silence that is our nature. So we do those things just to do those things. That's just what's happening in the flow of life. We're not trying to accomplish anything. We're just praying the rosary. That's the flow of life, praying the mala. It's just life flowing for that moment. Doing yoga, doing Tai Chi, doing anything is just the happening of the moment. It's life flowing. So don't try to turn it into having an acquisition of something. Just let it flow. Just let it be there. Okay? So I don't pray the mala to appease God or please God or do anything of that nature. It's just a joy. It's just joyful. And that's it. That's it. It's just a happening flowing. Okay. Okay, you got any questions or comments on this one? Okay. All right, number seven. Let's go for it. This is the last one. So, what is my responsibility when interacting with others? What is my responsibility when interacting? Well, as person, there's no person there, so there's no person to have any responsibility at that point. Life will flow, interactions will flow, And the thing of it is, if there is an interaction that the person would call unkind, the enlightened one wouldn't call it anything. Okay. That individual might need a sharp, fast word to give them a little oomph as to something or other. So be it. If you are truly, truly an instrument and not a person trying to make decisions about what is good to say and what is not good to say, or what is good to do and what is not good to do, if that has dissolved, if that is mostly merged, and you are becoming more and more of a clear instrument. Some folks do need a sharp word. And who is there to judge it? No one. It is as it is. To let life be as it is. It does not require comments and judgments and interferences. Life is flowing. And again, the more you release the idea of separateness, the more clear of an instrument you become. Because that personhood, that personal idea, it is fading. It is merging back to from where that idea came from. You are living oneness. So again, the you that you think you are is not reality. And it has no responsibilities. But the human thoughts can be turned around and begin to follow the thoughts of an inner path. Okay? So instead of following thoughts going outward, now you're following thoughts that are trained to come inward. Okay. So in humanity, we can turn those thoughts around to that inner path and give attention to that instead of giving attention to the outer. Okay. We are now giving attention to the inner. And eventually, that which has the thinking or the feeling that it is giving attention, that too will fade. So eventually, that human sense or that egoic sense, that part will merge back into that light of love from which it has come. Okay. Nothing is lost, nothing is gotten rid of. It's just a flowing, right? So our responsibility, there's not a responsibility per se, the way you think there's a responsibility. So the interaction with others becomes just the knowing, this is myself. It's not even expressed, it's not even thought about that this is what's happening. It's just there. And again, that is because in the humanness, we have now turned the thoughts inward, right? And we begin this ascension out of the ideas of separation. And again, even that is not our responsibility. That is life flowing. So I would say at that humanness, that humanhood level, where we're turning within, that there any responsibility there would be in the interacting with others is to recognize that there are no others, that this is always God's presence. God is present here, that is seeing others, but there are no true others because that is all myself, which is the presence of God. So we have like this merging within us. We have our humanhood. We have a sense of individuality. We have a sense of person. And that turning within now is going to bring that point of merging. And the only thing left standing is the presence that is present now. Okay. So how's that? You have any questions or comments on this one? Wow, I was thinking we'd have a lot of questions today, but okay. Yes, love.
So what I'm calling life, because I and you the I, like I go back to like I am, right? Is kind of like to me this rising and falling kind of thing, where when you're using the word merging back into the light of love from where I came, I wrote down, I am merging, like all that's really my existence is this merging. But so, it feels, but there is no me merging. I
Correct.
just am.
Right.
So I'm just standing here. I'm living and moving and having my being as everybody else is that appear to be on the outside, but they're really not. And I'm like that interaction. It seems like we're interact, like we are separate, kind of like, you know, how that very common description of I'm a drop in the ocean. I am the ocean, right?
Right.
Without the drops, there would be no ocean. So we're all drops in an ocean, part of one thing, and I merge into it, right? And I become, I'm it. And all of what is
Well,
it?
the idea of person,
Okay.
okay, all ideas, feelings, and emotions all rise up out of consciousness. So the idea of person rose out of consciousness because that's all that's here. It's the only place that it could come from.
Okay.
Okay. So it rose up from consciousness. It was accepted, and we began to believe we were separate persons. Okay. Something happens. We begin to turn our thoughts inward instead of outward.
Okay,
Okay.
so that's.
Now, since that personhood was only a concept, it's never was a reality. Okay. We speak of that as that idea that we were holding as person, it just kind of merges back to where it came from. And we're not even concerned with it any longer. Okay. But there's no you to merge. There's no you there that's going to
Okay,
merge.
I
Okay.
think I got that.
It's just that concept that rose up from consciousness is
Okay.
now, it just kind of merges back into the light from where it came. And we're not even, like I said, we're not even concerned with the concept of person because it has no reality. Okay.
Okay,
But there's
so
not,
just
a you that's going to merge anywhere.
right, because the again the. The when
Well,
you
that's,
said,
it's going to happen naturally through your silence meditations and turning within.
because when
It just happens naturally. There's nothing to be done about it. Yeah.
so and when you're talking about like is the like are you saying that we're moving from this like thoughts into now I'm coming out, right?
No, there's no
No.
coming out. There's no coming out.
Okay.
Okay. I have to use words to direct the pointings, but there's no you to come out because there's no you that was ever in. You are the only thing that has ever, ever, ever been present. Okay. That's it. That's it. But out from within that rose the concept of separation in person. Okay. So for the longest time, all your efforts were outward. A better life, a better house, a better car, a better job. Everything was outward. Okay. Something we call it sometimes a seed began to sprout. However, whatever happens, I don't know. That's how we kind of relay it. But with that came the turning within. You may have been to a metaphysical store, you found some books, you found some crystals, you heard people speaking, whatever, 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 however it transpired. But there was a turning within. They became meditation, they became contemplation, they became reflection. Okay, there became, the studies. So there was the turning within. So now you seem to have two. You seem to have this person that is in practice and turning within to know this identity of itself. That's what it seems like when we begin our spiritual path. That there is a me on a spiritual path seeking the reality of my being. Okay, so all of this turning within. Now, given that the person is nothing more than a concept, it's an idea, but we use that to contemplate, to ponder, to meditate, to read. Okay, we use that. And the more that we turn within and acknowledge ourselves as the presence of God, the more the concepts, all concepts, the more the concepts, the ideas, and the beliefs merge back into the light from whence they came out from.
Okay. Beautiful. Yep.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. I
Okay.
feel so much better.
Okay. All right. So is everybody happy with that one? Okay. Any comments or questions on anything that we have gone over today? Is everybody full? I think. Okay. All right. So let us pray, beloved ones. Most beloved self, thank you for the blessings of this day, a day to reflect and to ponder, a day to give wholehearted attention to my being, a day to rest without taking thought. In the grace that is myself, I am grateful for this day. Om. Shante, shante, shante. Amen. Om Namaste.